Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in Acts chapter 20. In 1987, that great bastion of rock music, Starship, released a love ballad entitled, "Nothing's Going to Stop Us." It spoke to the unbreakable bond of love between two people that were willing to face any struggle, overcome any obstacle that life could throw at them. Some of you are probably singing that song right now, aren't you? Well, I sometimes think that was Paul's philosophy of ministry and preaching. Nothing was going to stop him. I mean, look at what takes place during a worship service in Troas. It says this in Acts 20, verse 7. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day, and he prolonged his speech until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where we were gathered. And a young man named Eutychus, sitting at the window, sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. And being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and bent over him, and taking him in his arms, he said, "Don't be alarmed, for his life is in him." And when Paul had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, he conversed with them a long while until daybreak, and so departed. And they took the youth away alive and were not a little comforted. Ah, yes, the story of the young man Eutychus. Every church member's favorite story of what's possible when the preacher preaches too long. But this story is not here to show us the danger of preaching too long. In fact, it's just the opposite. This passage shows us the desperate need we have for much preaching. If this would have happened in one of our churches today, that would have been it. Church dismissed. But that's not what happens in this text, is it? I mean, the three-story fall of Eutychus really serves as just an intermission. Okay, folks, use this time to stretch your legs, use the bathroom, walk around a little bit, grab a snack, but don't stray too far because we're about to get back into it in about 15 minutes. Well, why would Paul do this? Because understanding the gospel and its effects in your life is that important. Paul didn't know if he would ever be with the believers in that town again, and he wanted to pour into them as much as he could. How easy has it become for you to skip church? What are the things that keep you away? It appears that not even a concussion could keep Eutychus away from church. I'm greatly encouraged by many of our senior saints who are so faithful to be among the brothers and sisters in the faith when we gather to worship. And yet I fear that those types of believers are becoming few and far between. But we can change that. You can change that in your church by becoming someone who sees the immense importance of being fed the Word of God. Make it the priority of the week for you and your family. Don't let sports, don't let being tired, don't let visiting guests in your house or anything else unreasonable keep you from gathering with your faith family this week and every week to come. You never know, it could be your last. When you pray today, please remember Michael Smith and his family, our missionaries in Arkansas, and also remember the Armenian Life Word broadcast in Armenia.